the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. Profitable night in the NFL for your boy here. Could have been damn good if they didn't call that last KJ Osborne reception back due to a holding penalty. That bad boy. That sucked. But the rest of the night, it worked out. It was certainly trending in a very negative direction, to say the least, Lundy. And then just a flurry of yards and points piling up there in that fourth quarter as Pittsburgh nearly pulled off the improbable 29-0 comeback to tie that sucker and push it in overtime. We had a half quarter in college basketball from Ron Harper Jr. by Rutgers to beat number one Purdue, first time ever. Rutgers knocked off a number one ranked team in school history. The rack was rocking. Had a breathtaking game between Seton Hall and Texas. It was just a tremendous night of sports, and I did not expect it going in to the viewing, and I did not expect to get as drunk as I did either last night when I opened that bottle of tequila.
Loopy. I was just following you on Twitter, and I was like, dude's throwing back some adult beverages right now.
I needed it. It had been a long week. I got my COVID booster shot. Had to deal with that for about 36 hours. So I was ready to move and groove, man. And the elixir was hitting me in all the right spots. So let's go ahead and get to it here on this edition of the podcast. And we have an age-old rivalry, Army-Navy. Got to go toe-to-toe to battle those military academies here on Saturday. Army is laying 7, and the total is 34.5. And Lundy, unless my eyes are deceiving me, I believe the under has hit 16 straight times. Is that the money-making wager on the board this time around?
I'm going to say no. I just, you know, sometimes you can follow those trends, but you can wind up following them down a very slippery slope. I have been lucky enough, Brad, to attend the Army-Navy game in person.
Oh, nice.
And to actually be on the field during some of the pregame pageantry that takes place. And all I can tell you, folks, is just watch the game tomorrow. It is, I think it is one of the coolest traditions in all of sports.
Yep.
The way that the cadets, the way everybody marches into the stadium, it's absolutely breathtaking in my opinion. And I have a military background in my family, several generations worth. And so to me, it's just a ton of fun to watch. But from a betting standpoint, I think what I saw, Brad, was 17 of the last 21 have gone under. So I don't know whether it's the 16 in a row. I haven't seen that, but I know that it's been 17 of the last 21. But oh, come on, let's buck a trend and let's take the over. But I will take Army and I'll give up the points. I think this Army squad is damn good.
Yeah, you know what? I totally agree with you. I'm going to lay the 7 with Army. I'm going to avoid the total myself at 34.5. It is a pretty low total overall. This game is usually a bit of a slog, but this Army team is running the ball at will, and that's what both these squads do every single time and every single year. Army averaging 4.95 yards per carry, over 300 rush yards per game. Number 2 in the nation are the Golden Knights in total rushing offense. I mean, they hung 179 on the ground against Wisconsin, and we know how impenetrable that ferocious or fearsome front is for the Badgers. Navy, meanwhile, they run the ball at will, but defensively, they're giving up 29.6 points per game. So this is not one of the stiffer defensive clubs for the midshipmen here in recent years. So for that reason, I'm not scared if it goes to 7.5. I wouldn't be at all deterred by a yar Captain Hook here. I think Army is going to control time of possession and then win this bad boy going away by 10-plus points. So enjoy the pageantry of the Army-Navy game. With that, let's jump into it with another Football Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, let's go ahead and start locking in our favorite player props in week 14 of the NFL. And hopefully you're going to stay on the profitable side again after getting off to a solid start on Thursday Night Football. And let's go to Cleveland And I'm going to tail Hollywood Brown on the over 4.5 receptions. Lock this in at plus 100 at DraftKings. You can still find it at Light Juice right now, minus 105 at several of the sports books out there. This one's inexplicable to me that the number is this low, the juice is this light. Hollywood Brown has done this 8 times this season, and he's gone over 4.5 catches in a game in 5 consecutive efforts, including week 12 against his same rival Browns squad, in which he had 10 targets, 8 catches, and 51 yards. Going to get a lot of Greg Newsom in coverage, who's given up a 92.0 passer rating to his assignments. 12 wide receivers have gone over this total against the Brownies this season, so I think Brown, I'm going to double down, and hopefully he will not make me frown, because he's going to score at least 5 catches in the box score, in my opinion. So fade or follow, Hollywood Brown over 4.5 RECSs. I got it at plus 100 at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I'm impressed that you jumped on this at the plus odds. Well done. At DraftKings, it's still a minus 105, so yeah, it's still juiced just slightly to the under. But you talked about the consecutive streak he's on, including, and this is important to me, especially as we get into these final weeks of the season, because we are seeing these divisional games where we've got a track record to follow. We've got a previous matchup that we can compare it to. And in the case of, you know, Cleveland and Baltimore, it was just 2 weeks ago. I mean, Cleveland is basically playing Baltimore twice in a row, straddling their bye week. So we've got very recent numbers that we can look at. I think Brown gets to 5. I like your call on this one, and I especially like it where I'm not paying a heavy juice.
Amen. Get down with Hollywood Brown.
Number 4.
All right, marching on here. Same game, different name, Lundy. Rub-a-dub-dub. Nick Chubb is going to be a flub. If you tail him on the over, that's why I'm going to take the under on the 68.5 rush yards, minus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Paltry performance first time around, week 12, 8 carries. That's all he had in that game for just 16 yards against this Ravens front, and has really dug in their talons into the competition. 3.87 yards per carry allowed to the running back position, 71.6 rush yards per game. Only Dalvin Cook and Najee Harris have hit the 69 or higher mark in the rush yards category against this front. It's been just so inflexible, and for Harris, it took 21 attempts for him to get there. And with Kareem Hunt back in the mix, you know, I don't see Chubb getting probably more than 16, 17 rush attempts this time around. So, again, Chubb under 68.5 rush yards, minus 115 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Oh, go to DraftKings right now, Brad. It's up to, nice, 69.5.
Oh,
so you get an
bonus.
Extra, you get an extra yard. It's going the opposite direction on you, especially if you like the under. So this is one, again, this is where Baltimore's got its strength right now. It's why, like, I'm on Baltimore giving up the I'm on Baltimore to win this game on Sunday, because Cleveland, you know, wants to be a run first team. They want to run the ball. Well, it's the one piece of this Baltimore defense that continues to be really stout. I think Cleveland's going to be in trouble. And so I'm on Baltimore, especially if you're going to give me 3 points, which is what the spread is right now, Baltimore +3. But yes, I like the under on this one with Chubb. I think Baltimore is going to tighten up here over the next couple of weeks, and we're going to see more of the team that we expected.
Yeah, indeed. Fade Nick Chubb.
Number 3.
All right, next up here in our player props breakdown. Yes, Seattle. Yes, you are. Yes, Senor Fun Buns, Brandon Funtz, and my colleague on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Yeah, he's going to do it this week. Russell Wilson, give me the over on 239.5 pass yards. Now, again, full disclosure, I got this at 229.5 when it opened. This is why we always tell people, you got to be a hawk and look over all the various markets and the player props as they start to surface, because you can find some soft lines before the needle begins to move. And the fact that we've seen a 10-yard jump says everything about that kind of strategy, getting in early. But still, I think he's going to get to at least a 240 passing yards mark. Why? It's friggin' Houston. And you look at the Texans, they're giving up 250 pass yards per game, 7.69 pass yards per attempt. More than a handful of quarterbacks have gone over this number against them this season. And you might say to yourself, well, you know, Russell has been so erratic and consistent since his return from that finger procedure, but He looked vintage last week against San Francisco, completing 81.1% of his pass attempts. So I think he's going to cruise well past this, Lundy. Probably going to be maybe around 260 when it is all said and done with a couple of touchdowns in the end. So fade or follow, R-dubs, Russell Wilson, maybe his swan song in Seattle, over 239.5 pass yards, minus 115 at BetMGM.
Oh, just like buying me a beverage late night at the bar. Oh, Brad, you had me at Houston. You had me at Houston. You also, you know, I need you to stop, you know, bragging all the time about all these low numbers you get. You basically are just like you're the kid in the basement just stuck on the computer all day long, aren't you?
I have my laptop open starting about Wednesday mid-afternoon, and I'm just hammering the return on my MacBook over and over and over again, trying to refresh the screen to see when these things start showing up, because oftentimes the Lions will post. I do a double take like, that's for real? Are you kidding me? It's a bit wonky. And I'm like, yeah, that's for real. And then I hammer it, and then I notice the line move. And then I'll shoot out those prop alerts on social media after I make the wager to disclose to all my followers, hey, you might want to get in on this crazy soft line. See KJ Osborne on Thursday Night Football, folks. And it didn't matter. Even with the line shift, he still crushed the over. And I think that will apply here to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I would agree. Here's the – sometimes I'll go back and I'll look at game logs on the defense when it comes to Houston. And I'll think to myself, okay, like here's a great example. Let's go back to week 9. Is Russell Wilson better than Jacoby Brissett? Well, I'd like to think so. And Jacoby went for 244 and a touchdown. So – to me, that's one of the things I'll look at. Like, I know Russ has been very up and down. I agree with you. This might be a swan song in Seattle. We don't know yet. We'll find out, I'm sure, in March. When I'm looking at what the Texans have done, and I look at Brissett going for 244, which is a relatively soft number, I think, and that gets me to the over, okay, I'm comfortable. I'll take the over on Russ, even though it's moved 10 yards.
Yeah, amen on that one. Tail the Seahawk and make some bank. Stick around for our top selections, week 14 in the NFL player props market, plus a ton of action elsewhere in bonus time.
Number 2.
All right, Lundy, let's live in the land down under. And this may sound outlandish, may sound blasphemous to many of you out there, so you might want to put on the earmuffs that that is indeed your viewpoint and perspective. But Alvin Kamara, I don't think it's going to be a golden outcome in his return to the starting lineup for the Fleur de Lis. Give me the under on 107.5 combined rush receive yards. Pull this one from DraftKings at minus 115. Look, Kamara is extraordinarily talented. We know that he lives in the Matrix, a guy that has bends and contortions that just defy physics oftentimes, and also thwart the opposition. And you look at the matchup, it's the mother of all matchups. It's the Jets, for crying out loud, are giving up a staggering 170.8 total yards per game to the running back position. So, you know, just looking at the matchup, you're thinking auto bet, right? Well, I think the outcome is going to be just the opposite. Taysom Hill is going to eat into the volume. And you look at Kamara, you know, he has been under this a handful of times this season, four times, in fact, in eight contests when he has been on the field. And according to some local beat writer reports, down there in the Crescent City, they could ease him back in after the four games missed due to the ankle injury. So he may not get 20 to 25 touches in this one. Could be more like 14 or 15. And unless he breaks off a long run or a long catch, I don't see him getting anywhere close to the 107.5 total yard mark here. So, good man. Fade or follow, Alvin Kamara, my under 107.5 combined rushing and receiving yards against the Jets, minus 115 at DraftKings.
Blasphemous, I tell you. Blasphemy, you're speaking of this Alvin Kamara. This is can I pass? No, you don't let me pass on this.
No,
you're not gonna let me get away with that,
no.
Which is unfortunate because there's many times that you pull shit out of your ass on this podcast that I would love to be able to pass on, but unfortunately you built this thing to where I have to decide. I will follow for purposes of this audio exercise, but I will tell you that I think like, I'll give you an example. At DraftKings, it's already up to 108. I have a feeling that people are going to think this is too soft of a number for Kamara.
Yeah, because it's the Jets.
Right. But I might actually wait to see if it creeps up a little bit more before kickoff. Like, can this get to 109.5, maybe even 110 if people keep hammering the over because the line is moved, and then tuck it under, maybe give myself a little bit of a buffer? Sure. But you're right. The problem is it's the Jets, and that's the reason why I kind of want to pass on this one, because I'm like, yeah, don't really know if I trust it. Don't know if I trust it. That was my Thursday night pick, by the way. On the television show, I passed on the spread between Minnesota and Pittsburgh, because I said my gut tells me Minnesota's going to win this thing by double digits. I just don't trust it. Then what happened? Exactly what happened last night.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's welcome to Minnesota. Welcome to
the door is always open.
Yeah, welcome. Well, Zimmer leaves it wide open. Hell, it's a revolving glass door. You can see straight through it. So for purposes of the pod, I will follow, but I will be curious to see if this thing keeps creeping up a little bit further to where I might be able to get myself a little bit more of a buffer.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a smart move, but at BetMGM right now, it is at 108.5, so shop around if you plan to play the patience game with Alvin Kamara.
Number one.
All right, my top wager on the board in the player props market here, week 14 of the NFL season. Give me the over on Antonio Gibson, 66.5 rush yards, minus 115 at DraftKings. Look, I don't care if J.D. McKissick is back in uniform. Doesn't matter at all. He is the centerpiece. He is the piston that pumps the engines, the heart and soul of this offensive game plan under Riverboat Ron Rivera right now for the Fighting Footballs, who, if the second season started, they'd be playoff bound. Huge game. They got nothing but divisional games left, and this is the first of that string of matchups to get the Dallas Cowboys this week. This 66.5 rush yards line is comically low. He has run at least 19 times in four consecutive games. And over that span, he's averaged 107.5 total yards per game. He's cruised past this number in four straight. Over that stretch, forcing a missed tackle 20.4% of the time, accumulating 2.92 yards after contact per attempt. And Dallas, you know, their personality this season defensively has been bend, don't break in the trenches, giving up 4.33 yards per carry, 82.3 rush yards per game. Through sheer volume alone, Lundy, because it's going to be at least another 20 balls of belly, and I am on the lookout for a rush attempts prop on Gibson, and if it's anything south of 20, oh, yes. Sledgehammer's going to come out, but I've already sledgehammered this one as well. So fade or follow, Antonio Gibson over 66.5 rush yards. God, he killed Dallas last year in a pair of games. Minus 115 at DraftKings. Does he do it again?
Yes, he does. I really like this prop. I think this is too soft. I think that they are going to try to ground and pound against Dallas as best they can. But to your point, this is about volume. It's about, like, we know what Gibson can do to Washington, but this is also about, or what he can do to Dallas. This is about volume. He's going to continue to get the ball. And so even if Dallas can manage to wrap him up a couple of times, they're not going to, Rivera's not going to go away from giving him the ball. And I'm with you. I think the J.D. McKissick, quote unquote, factor is being overestimated. I really do. I think Gibson gets over this number. I think this is way too soft. I think he gets above up above 70 with I don't want to say with ease because, this is going to be a big rivalry type of division game. But I think he's going to comfortably get over this number, and we're going to cash the ticket.
Yeah, and keep your eye out, too, for the rush attempts. I would keep an eye out on receptions. If it opens at 2.5, I'd be over on that. Receiving yards, it's right around 16.5, 17.5. I'd be over on that as well, because even when McKissick was on the field, he was running double-figure routes on a per-game basis, and that shall continue in a game with a lot of pew-pew-pew shootout appeal against the rival Cowboys. All right, Lundy, it's bonus time. What else you got on this Friday, or maybe anything else this upcoming weekend?
I got a couple for you. First of all, for the upcoming weekend in the NFL, for the Broncos, Brad, Cortland Sutton over 18.5 for his longest reception. He has done this seven times this season, and four of those seven have been at home at Mile High. You and I were joking before we started recording the pod that it has finally snowed here in Denver this morning. It is the latest snow, the latest measurable snow in Denver ever. on the calendar right now. It is. It has been 60s. Well, here's the thing, Brad. It's actually supposed to be nice again this weekend.
I saw it's going to be back in the 60s in a couple of days. That's Denver for you.
Exactly. So I think this is going to be a Courtland Sutton, an opportunity for him to get a long catch. I don't think Sutton's going to finish with 100 yards or anything like that. This is still a very suspect Broncos offense and one that needs to try to lean on Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams as much as they can. However, I do think that Teddy Bridgewater will take a couple of deep shots, and I think at least one of those is going to go to Courtland Sutton. So give me the over on his longest reception at 18.5. And speaking of Denver, yes, I'm biased because that's where my pasty white butt is planted right now. The Colorado Avalanche are back home after a 5-game road trip. Nathan MacKinnon finally got the monkey off his back in the last game and scored. I'd been telling you guys, just keep betting on him for an anytime goal because eventually it was going to happen, and it did. So they are at home against the Red Wings. Now, back in the day, this was one of the fiercest rivalries in the entire NHL. Now that the realignment happened and all of that kind of stuff, it's really kind of ho-hum, but Avs fans still really hate the Red Wings. So the Ball Arena is going to be rocking. Avs are super juiced favorites at -360. So let's take Colorado on the puck line at -1.5, bring that juice down to a -140, knowing the fact that, as I said, Nathan MacKinnon finally got off the schneid and got the goal. And yes, I'm going to tail him again. So bonus player prop, +100 for an anytime goal. I'm telling you, now that he finally got it done, I think the floodgates are going to open. And I think one of the best players in the NHL is going to put the puck past the line yet again tonight. So at +100, anytime goal.
Oh, a little biscuit in the basket. I like it quite a bit. Excellent call on MacKinnon, man. It was only a matter of time. All right, let's go to the college basketball world. A light slate usually on Fridays, and tonight is no exception. But I like Prairie View A&M, +16.5 on the road at Boise State. Prairie View has played the third hardest schedule. Just look at who they've gone toe-to-toe against. It is otherworldly who they have battled. Third hardest schedule in the country so far this season. They've been competitive in a lot of those games against competition. Some would consider tournament level worthy as they lost to San Francisco by 16. Oklahoma State by 13, LMU, Loyola Marymount by 3, South Dakota State by 9. Yeah, a couple of teams have blown them out, but I don't think Boise is going to be that squad. They get to the line early and often. Over 21% of their points come off of free throws. And you look at Boise, they did lose to Cal State Bakersfield, a team that's ranked number 204 in KenPom at home earlier this season. So Prairie View A&M, I think, scores a cover there on the +16.5 against the Broncos. In the NBA, a player prop that I like, Tyrese Halliburton going up against Charlotte. Give me the over on 9.5 combined rebounds and assists. Pull this one from FanDuel at -111. He has done this in 4 consecutive games, and I know he only had 8 combined assists and rebounds in a first matchup against the Hornets back in early November. But Charlotte has given up the most assists per game to opponents this season and the 3rd most rebounds per game of this season as well. So the matchup is tremendous. The trend is going in the right direction. He plays a lot of tick. I like Halliburton to reach double figures again and combine rebounds and assists. And some quick hitters elsewhere, the player props market in the NFL. Leonard Fournette over 5.5 receptions at +125 at DraftKings. Yeah, gets seduced by that juice. He has done this in 4 consecutive games. He's taken on the Bills. Now, not a single running back has caught more than 5 balls against Buffalo this year, but Fournette, always the safety valve underneath for Tom Brady. He loves throwing to him. I'm going to follow the recency bias here. And again, at +125, it's hard to resist at over 5.5 catches. Give me the over on Mark Andrews, 50.5 receiving yards against Cleveland. He went over this in the first matchup. He is usually the apple of Lamar Jackson's eye. And again, with Greg Roman saying we want to play more hurry up this time around against Cleveland, try to prevent some of those costly turnovers in the first meeting, I think Andrews will crush this number, finish right around 65 or 70 yards in the end. And let's correlate. Let's synergize this bring together. If I like, yeah, Seattle, yeah, Seattle, yeah, I'm going to do it. Russell Wilson on the over 229.5 passers, what I got it at, or at the 239.5 number. He's got to throw the ball to somebody. I think that somebody's going to be DK Metcalf. I'm going to take the over on 58.5 receiving yards for DK. He should be able to smash this against a Houston team again, terribly meek in pass coverage. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Nate Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.